Merry Christmas! May you and your family have a blessed and happy Christmas. That said, while I'd love to be nothing but sweetness and light in the days leading up to Christmas, I must admit it's a little difficult given the happenings of the past week or so. First of all, of course, is the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 little gifts from God were mercilessly gunned down by a madman, as were 6 adults. The heinous murder of these children at an elementary school was both preceded and followed by the murder of a number of police officers across North America. Every one of these families has, most likely, had their last happy Christmas for the rest of their lives. It's hard to be happy on the anniversary of your child's death, after all, or on the anniversary of the death of your husband, your wife, your father, brother, or son. So, as the rest of us enjoy Christmas with our families this year, I would like to remind each and every one of you about just how lucky you are as you read this. The families of the people named below are not so fortunate. The families of every person named below lost a loved one just days ago, and they're still grieving that loss, still trying somehow to come to terms with it. While we celebrate Christmas, I think it would be fitting to take a little time out to remember these families and the tragedy they're living through right this minute. The children. Charlotte Bacon, Daniel Barden, Olivia Engel, Josephine Gay, Anna Marquez Green, Dylan Hockley, Madeline Hsu, Catherine Hubbard, Chase Kowalski, Jesse Lewis, James Mattioli, Grace McDonnell, Emily Parker, Jack Pinto, Noah Posner, Carolyn Praviti, Jessica Ricos, Aviel Rickman, Benjamin Wheeler, and Allison Wyatt. The adults: Rachel DeVino, Don Hawksprung, Anne Marie Murphy, Lauren Rousseau, Mary Sherlach, and Victoria Soto. The police: RCMP Constable Adrian Oliver, Memphis Police Department Patrolman Martoya Lang, Clayton County Police Department Officer Sean Lewis Callahan, Topeka Police Department Officer Jeff Atherley, Topeka Police Department Corporal David Gogian, El Paso Police Department Patrolman Angel Garcia, and Washington County Sheriff's Office Deputy Sheriff Christopher Parsons. I hope you will join me in praying for the families of all these slain children, adults, and police officers today, Christmas Day 2012. They all need and deserve our full and complete support as they come to grips with the loss of their loved ones. Yours in liberty, Christopher D'Armani.